Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Acts, and we're in chapter 25. I trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
This is a world that is on its way down. But that means that the kingdom of God is on its way up. Okay, because Jesus is going to evacuate his troops. You know, whenever a war comes into a world, they usually pull back all their ambassadors, right? That's the rapture for us. We're going to get raptured out of here. And I'd like to hear that trumpet sound any time now, wouldn't you? So we get raptured out of here and then war breaks loose. World War III, as they say. You hear that now and again, don't you, today? They're talking, oh, this could be World War III. We know about Russia. We know about Syria. We know about Islam and communism. It's all on the move. We're over here just happy. But somebody says, no, we need to keep our borders open and let the invasion continue. I'm telling you guys, do not miss the reality. You either get your game face on or it's going to overwhelm you. You will be caught up in the spirit of the age. If you're not careful, we need to be as the sons of Issachar, who have an understanding of the times and know what we must do. And so when you see this, you see Job going in there. And you know, he says, does he serve you for nothing? He says, but put forth your high hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse you to his face. Well, that didn't work. You remember Job? Job did all right, didn't he? He says, you know, Lord, bless the Lord. You know, this is okay. I'm good. And the Bible says in the second chapter of Job, it says that Satan was asked again. Have you considered my servant Job? You know, God just wanted to say, listen. By the way, one of the strongest evidences that election is not true is the book of Job. If election was true in the Calvinistic sense, that man has no choice, that would be the first card I'd have played with God about Satan. Well, he only serves you because you ordained that he do it. I'll just throw that as a little something out there on the sideline. You have to choose Jesus. Jesus votes for you. The devil votes against you. It's up to you to break the tie. You going to heaven or you going to hell? Because the only thing you have to do to go to hell is nothing. Just don't do anything. But if you want to be saved, you have to trust Jesus as your Savior. You have to come to Him. You have to receive Him as your Savior. And you have to let Him forgive your sins. And you have to let Him give you life. A lot of people want to pray a prayer, but they don't want a life. They just want forgiveness. I'm not sure that all squares with God, because He says, listen, you were dead in trespasses and sins. I'm come that you might have life, and life more abundantly. But that, again, is another thread. So He says, have you considered my servant Job? And He says, oh, yeah, well, He says, skin for skin, the devil says. This is Satan speaking. Skin for skin. All that a man hath will he give for his life. He says, but put forth now thine hand. Now notice, in both occasions, the devil said the same thing. Put forth thine hand now. He said it twice. The devil is emphasizing Job's possible weaknesses. He's not sure, but he says, there it is. If it's his wealth, he worships you because of his wealth. He took that away. He still worships. He worships you for his health. He takes that away. And the devil is able to go after him. Now, what I'm trying to show you is the course of this world is that the devil hates you. He's always arguing against you. And there's going to be physical people in this world who you're going to think they're mean maybe to you, but reality is the devil's maybe behind some of it. And I'm not talking about the nonsense where you did something that really aggravated somebody and it was, you know, normal stuff. I'm talking about as a Christian, you have to be mindful that the devil is in the details down here. This is his terrain. He usurped it in the garden, and he is the God of this world. The problem is that for the believer, many times, we don't understand that he's been dethroned. He's been defanged and declawed at the cross, and we believe everything he tells us, because the only tool he's got in his bag anymore is to lie. And many times we think we're wicked, terrible, awful, whatever, failures, when in reality we're children of the King, sons of God, joint heirs with Christ, going to rule and reign one day. If we were faithful with Him, we'll get to rule and reign with Him. My soul can magnify the Lord because I know these things. And they are the things that help me to overcome when the devil comes against me. And he will come against you if you're God's child. You remember Simon Peter? Remember when he was going to deny Jesus? He said, not me, I'll die for you. And you may identify with him. He says, Simon, Satan has desired to sift thee as wheat. Why? Because he's against him. John 10:10, the thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He wants to destroy your life. Just like this rabble wanted to destroy Paul. They got this new leader. They brought him into their comfort. Man, they put an arm around him. Parakaleo, man, they're in there and talking to him. And they're asking favors of him. The next word is interesting. It talks about they besought him, but then it says they desired favor. Literally, they were begging for grace. They wanted grace in the sight of the world. Isn't it funny? The variety of the grace of the world is a lot different than the variety of the grace of the Lord Jesus. See, they don't have any devices on this man except that, you know, they are leaders. Did you notice that? They're leaders. These are chief priests and many of the chief Jews. And then you got the governor, you got the civil, you got the religious group together. They're all talking. Who was the worst in the crew? Hard to tell, but it would seem the Jews were in this case. Isn't that funny how that is? I am often reminded of a verse that you might want to put somewhere in your margin or in the front of your Bible. It's Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. You ought to write that down somewhere. It says, I beheld that in the place of justice, wickedness was there, and in the place of righteousness, iniquity was there. The place of righteousness is the religious world. In our world, we see that, don't we? Because the television tells us about scandals in churches. And understand, the place of justice is the halls of civil authority. Two different places that will dictate how things go with you and me. Religious world and the civil courts. It's getting a little scary for the civil side. And frankly, even in the Christian or religious side, some things are becoming a little bit ridiculous too. So they desired grace from him. And all of this is just to make the point, the course of this world is being amplified. The Bible says in verse 4, Festus answered when they had solicited his favor. He answered that Paul should be kept at Caesarea and that he himself would shortly go. He said, but let any of you who are able go down with me and let's see if there be any wickedness in him. Now, this is maybe a little star you want to put by the word wickedness. The word for wickedness here is not the typical word, which is poneros. This is a word that means out of place. As a believer, the devil will cast accusations against you. And it's real important for us to realize that because this is true, it is a reason, listen, it's a reason to behave yourself. Okay? Because when the devil has we who are in the family of God misbehaving, we give him grist for the mill of his arguments. And all that Festus wanted to do was find out if there was anything out of place with Paul. Is there anything out of place? Wickedness, out of place. And you say, well, yeah, but I'm saved, I'm secure, and I'm all that and everything. No, listen, we're saved when we know Jesus. But we're not safe when we know Jesus. You are on hostile territory many times. You can lose your job for talking about Jesus. You can lose your job for not cooking a cake for somebody and putting things on there you don't agree with, right? You've heard this? You could be a photographer and say, I'm not going to do that. They say, you're shut down. You could be a parent who says, I don't want my boy to become a little girl. And the mother can say, yeah, I do. And the father can say, no, I don't. And the judge will rule with the one who lets this little boy mutilate himself. This has happened in Ohio. Guys, this is out of control. You talk about something cutting down to the bone, that's it right there. And when I say that we are on enemy territory, I know it doesn't feel like that until it feels like that. And the only way that it can feel like that is when we look it in the eye. The world is coming unglued. We are championing that which is evil. It was Isaiah who said, woe be unto them who call good evil and evil good. And that was Isaiah's message to the northern kingdom just before they fell as a nation in Israel. Let's see if there's any wickedness. Is there anything out of place? And the devil will use things in your life and in mine. And he will use them in the presence of God as an accuser. And I just want you to understand this. Saved, not safe. Why? Because if you sin overtly, and we all sin. There's none among us who does not sin, right? That's obvious. It's why it's so neat to know that we're dead to sin and freed from sin. Amen? Because it's so important that we know that. Because when we know that, we realize that the moment that we say, "Dear God, I'm sorry," taken care of. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The problem is that sometimes as believers, you get away with a little something, get away with a little something, get away with a little something. Pretty soon, we're on the road down the prodigal son's territory. And when that happens, the father just lets it go quickly. Prodigal son, right? What happened? He spent all of his living. He was broke. He lost it all. That's what he did. But then when he realized, "Hey, I got my father," you can run home. You can, but you might have to come to your senses. Because though we're saved, we're not saved. And if the devil can solicit us away from the path, eventually we might find ourselves in giant despair's castle, as we find in Pilgrim's Progress. We're all depressed and discouraged to the point where we don't know what's up. Now, that can be other reasons. It doesn't have to be sin. It could be your sugar's weird, or your body's going sideways, or your blood pressure's whacked out, or you're eating wrong, or whatever. But I'm just saying, if it's sin-related, you'll know it, because the Bible says that a man knows the bitterness of his own heart. And so if there's something between you and God, just get it under the blood. Because He will forgive you, and He's faithful and just to do that. But the depressions and the anxieties that come because of sin, that's a problem, because the devil loves to get us all beside ourselves. And this is why Paul told Timothy, God's not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. If we don't have that, we might be dancing on some dangerous ground, and we just need to go to the closet and get with God and get our accounts current, right? We're on the enemy ground. And the Bible says if we don't get ourselves right, whom the Lord loves, He chastens, and listen, He scourges every son that He receives. So He'll spank us. So if you don't have any of that going on, that's going back to Revelation 3. If you're not being spanked because you're getting away with a whole lot of nonsense, then that's a concern you might want to address. The Bible says that when they came down the next day, that Festus set up his bar of judgment. And in verse 7 it says they brought grievous complaints. The word is baros. Get the word barometer from it. It means heavy. It was heavy. These were really heavy charges they were bringing, which they could not prove. Verse 7. You know the devil's got the goods on you. You know that, right? He knows everything you did. He's not omniscient, but he's got a lot of imps running around. And they don't have to look too long. You ever seen these guys who are like in a, they call them psychics, and they tell you, you know, you did this and you did that and you married and all this, and they're looking at you and they're just reading the tea leaves on your hand. You know, you got a ring or your ring's off or whatever. They're just figuring it. They're just very insightful. I want you to know the demons are much more insightful than any of the best of those. The demons have been studying humans for all these thousands of years. And they know what that little look means on the side of your eye when it twitches, or that tweak on the corner of your mouth. They know what's going on. They don't have to watch you 24/7, but I'm afraid that many times they're there when the worst of scandal takes place. Somebody has said, secret sin on earth is open scandal in heaven. You ever heard that? It's an interesting concept. So when you say something that you shouldn't say, when you think something you shouldn't think, when you do something you shouldn't do, if you give grist for the mill of the devil to go into the presence of God. So I'm telling you about the course of this world. Paul said in chapter 6 of the book of Ephesians that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, though flesh and blood may be who comes against us, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Do you know that some of the actors say they completely lose themselves in their roles? Because spiritually they get inhabited. Some of them have committed suicide because their roles have been so intense.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.